On this edition of Oski Talk, we finish our positional previews with the linebackers. We predict the Illinois-Wisconsin game and hear from Brandon Peters and Jake Hansen about opening the season. Let's go.
This won't end well for Illinois.
Here's a three. It ended well.
McCourt for the win. In the air. It is up. And it is gone.
Fourth and 16. Pressure comes. And Matt Orbebe with the ball in the air. Makes the catch. Yes.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another edition of Oski Talk, a game week edition of Oski Talk. My name is Anthony Pasquale with Patrick Catazone. Pat, we got a game this week, and it's so exciting.
Yeah, we're finally ready to play some football. We're one day away and extremely excited. I don't know about you.
Yeah, I am too. The Illini and the Badgers face off this Friday, but first, let's get into the front page. First here on the front page, we're going to finish our positional previews ahead of the season opener this Friday. Today we're going to talk about the defense. We could have broken it up into some, position by position, linebacker, secondary, whatever, but we're a little bit short on time, and this unit is an exciting one to talk about, so we figured lump them all into one.
Yeah, absolutely, and I think we'll start off with the defensive line. Defensive line returns a couple defensive ends and defensive tackle in Jamal Woods. You add Roderick Perry, which I think is an extremely important addition. Perry looks like he'll probably be in the NFL in a year or two, potentially after this year. We'll see what he brings to the defensive line, but he was a transfer last year coming to Illinois and probably could have stayed another year where he was at and still made the NFL, but this just looks like an extra jump. I know the staff's extremely excited about him, and fans should be too.
Yeah, I mean, I think this defensive line, like you said, is loaded with talent, and personally, I think it's probably the weakest unit of the three.
Yeah.
I think that goes to show a lot about the depth that this defense has been able to build. Obviously, they lost Wole Batiku last year. He's in the Giants organization in the NFL, had a lot of sacks early, didn't contribute as much late, kind of battled some injuries as well. And obviously, you go back 2 years, the loss of Bobby Rountree is still pretty evident on that defensive line. But they're gonna have to be able to force some pressure. And so, who do you think is gonna be the guy that's gonna be hounding these Big Ten quarterbacks?
Yeah, I think it'll probably be Woods and Perry on the interior of the line. You look at the outside of the line. Isaiah Gay has been playing that position for 4 years now, so he's made his jump. He doesn't bring a whole lot per se, as a weak side defensive end, he's been good. He just hasn't really made that extra step that we thought he would. As a guy who's played as many years as he has, you kind of expect a little bit more from him, but it hasn't worked out quite the way we thought. It doesn't really matter. On the other end, you got Owen Carney, who's kind of an our guy, who's basically filling the role that Bobby Rountree, like you said, would be playing. But at the end of the day, this defensive line's going to be good. I don't think it's anything special on the defense, but it'll be decent.
Yeah, a lot to like from that unit. I think now we can shift gears into the linebackers, which for me on this defense, that's my favorite unit. I think they're going to be all over the place this year. Obviously, Dale Harding was a part of the team last year. Huge contributor on the defense. Led the Big Ten in tackles. I think he was second or third in the nation in tackles, so he was all over the place. He has moved on. He's actually still with the team as a student assistant, but he's not on the team as a player. So Jake Hansen's making the switch to the Mike linebacker. Milo Eifler's going to be involved. And they've built up a lot of depth for this unit as well.
Yeah, there's some depth for sure. This is a really interesting group of people, in my opinion, because there's a lot of linebackers that I think you could really plug and play. Callan Tolson, I think, is a big one that you'll probably see a little bit more of from this year. Shemont Cooper, obviously a guy coming from Trinity Catholic that we expect a lot from. He might play, but the starters are going to look like Milo, Jake, and probably Derek Smith. Derek Smith might play a linebacker role. So you might see Callan Tolson play in there, Tariq Barnes. It'll be kind of
Delano Ware.
Yeah, Delano Ware, obviously, also in that mix as well. He'll probably actually start at the linebacker position. But you got a lot of guys that you can really mix in there, which is exciting. We haven't, we've had a good receiving, or excuse me, linebacker core. So when you have a leader like Hansen, then you got a bunch of guys who can plug and play, I think you get excited about it. I wouldn't be surprised if they try to mix in a little bit more dime packages and take some guys out just because you don't have Harding and you're a little bit, you know, worried. But look, guys like Tolson played fantastic when Harding, I think Harding was out in the Michigan State game. He played great. Like, he played really, really good in that Michigan State game. So he's got a lot of upside to him. I'm excited to see him play, actually, this year. And then, of course, you got guys that are just been good the last couple years in Hansen and Mula.
Yeah, and like you said, these guys aren't strangers to playing. They stepped up in some big games. Obviously, Hansen was out in the Red Box Bowl, so you needed to fill that plug. Milo Eifler served a suspension two times where he was left the game with a targeting penalty and then had to sit out the next two quarters of the next game. That's how this team's going to begin the season, because Eifler had a targeting penalty in the Red Box Bowl. So you're going to see a lot of Tolson. Lovey said expect to see a lot of Delano Ware as well in this unit. You know, you talk about Lovey Smith defenses. The linebackers are what makes or breaks it, and that's been the case. I mean, in Chicago, you had Urlacher and Briggs. Obviously, those are two great linebackers to have on your side, but they're involved. They strip the ball. That's what this unit's going to do. And they talked a lot about how their goal per game is three takeaways minimum. And so that's the effort, and the linebacking core is going to be a big factor in that.
Yeah, and I think the linebacker core always is. The athleticism on it, it'll be interesting too, because Hansen will move to the interior, which I think is interesting, because what Hansen really brings is versatility at the position. He can drop back into coverage really well and give you good coverage, which makes me a little bit worried. We haven't seen Tolson do that quite a bit. He'll more or less take over Hansen's spot last year, so he'll probably be dropping back more in coverage, and Hansen will be blitzing more. But with that being said, Lovey knows what he can bring on defense, so you kind of have to trust his system. And we questioned it last year quite a bit, because we thought, wow, like, this isn't working against these spread offenses. And he said, well, just stick with me, and he ended up winning six games. So, you know, you kind of have to trust Lovey on some of these decisions, but it makes you think and makes you wonder if we were a little bit more versatile at the corner position and playing more dime packages, it might look a little bit different. But that being said, I think we should move on to the corners and the secondary.
Yeah, this secondary, they're getting healthy from last year. Last year, this was a unit that was relatively thin for most of the year. They made a couple of switches. I think the big one was Tony Adams from, was it safety to corner?
Yeah.
And he got that big pick in the Wisconsin game. So I think he'll be at corner. You got Marquez Beeson back. And then there's more depth on this unit than there has been in years past.
Yeah, that's the interesting thing. I think Tony Adams will probably play corner this year, and they'll put Derek Smith at that free safety position, keep Sidney Brown at the strong safety position. And then you got a mix of three guys that you really like. You got Quez Beeson, Nate Hobbs, and Tony Adams. Two of those guys are seniors, and Marquez Beeson being one of the best recruits we've had in a long time. You feel real good about the secondary for the most part. Derek Smith hasn't proved a whole lot, but the staff, again, is excited about him. Fans as well should be a little bit excited about him. We don't 100% know what he's going to bring to the table, but I think it'll be a lot. So I'm excited to see Derek Smith play. Adams will probably switch back to corner. Maybe he plays free safety again. Unlikely, but even looking at the depth chart down the line, you got guys that played a decent amount last year. Devin Witherspoon, obviously, being one of them, and the other one being Quan Martin. So, you know, the corner position is pretty deep too now, which is nice.
Yeah, I think the secondary completes what is a very exciting defense, and we'll get to see them in action tomorrow, which is exciting. Let's get into our game preview next here on our front page, and we'll get into some predictions too. I know our viewers love that, but I think this is a very winnable game for Illinois. We've talked about this a lot.
Yeah, I actually have Illinois winning, beating Wisconsin. And I'm the pessimist, I feel like, on this podcast, but I really think that Illini have a chance. The line is absolutely ridiculous. When you look at these two teams and the way that they play and the way that they played last year, you can't give that line because Illinois has gotten better. That's the fact of the matter. We've got a quarterback that now has been in our system for a year who is healthy to start the year off, which was a problem last year. People forget Brandon Peters actually was injured for a lot of it, and I believe we went 6-3 with him starting. Prove me wrong. Maybe we went 6-4, but people forget, like, Brandon Peters, when he was playing, we were better, and we won more games.
Absolutely.
And when you consider that and consider that in, for the entire season, say Peters is healthy the entire season, I think you have to say we'll get at least 4 wins. Like, the guy plays. So when you look at this Wisconsin team and you see, you know, the way that they run their offense, the way we run our defense, you know, we can neutralize their defense better than a lot of teams in the Big Ten because we don't we play that Tampa 2 defense that still has true linebackers on the field. A lot of Big Ten teams don't do that. So we can neutralize the run if we have to, and we're going to make Mertz throw the ball. And that's frankly why I think we'll probably win this game. I think Mertz will probably make a couple of mistakes. We'll get turnovers. And if our offense lives up to the hype, I really don't see a reason why we don't win this game.
Yeah, I'm with you there. I think the big thing to also remind people is that Wisconsin's with quarterback number 2 right now to start the season. That's never something you want to do. It's not easy. You know, Cone got all the reps leading up to it. And then you look at this Illinois team, they got better from last year, and they beat this team last year. And frankly, without their starting quarterback, Jonathan Taylor, into the NFL, I think you can reasonably say Wisconsin got worse. So why wouldn't Illinois win this game? And the other thing you mentioned, I think, too, a 23.5 point line is absurd. It's absurd. Yeah. There is no reason. If you're a betting person, and this isn't a betting show, but absolutely Illinois is going to cover. There's no way they lose by 24 points.
Here's my little gambling advice. I would take the line for the Illini and then bet that money again. Bet to win, like the money you'd win on the money line.
Yeah, I think that's a great idea.
That's what I would do. So if we don't win, you still don't lose any money. That's what I think is the best bet this week. But yeah, look, this team is good. You can't really say. I mean, Graham Mertz is one of the better quarterbacks at Wisconsin. A lot of people last year, you know, we heard on the podcast last week, a lot of people last year thought Mertz should have been starting. So it's like, yeah, he is the number 2, but he's actually an excellent number 2. So that makes you worried a little bit. But I think if you're an Illini fan or Lovie Smith or any Illini player, you have to go a little bit confidence in this game. Like, we beat them last year, we're better and they're worse. So what is the change, really?
Yeah, I'm with you there. Let's get into our predictions here. Like you, I'm taking the Illini to win. I don't expect it being extremely high scoring. I'm going to go Illinois 26, Wisconsin 21.
I like that score. I like it a lot. I'm going to go Illini 35, Wisconsin 28.
Ooh, Illini win by a touchdown.
Yeah, I want to get some points up on the board. I just don't think the Wisconsin defense is as good as they were last year either. Like, we're good. Like, we're good this year. So
yeah,
let's give us some points.
And the Brandon Peters Heisman trail gets off on the right track. Speaking of Brandon Peters, we're going to get into our next segment. Say what? Here is Brandon Peters talking about the 23.5 point line and how Illinois is just going to have to prove the doubters wrong once again.
I think it's 23.5 is what I think it is. But yeah, I mean, when I saw that, it's like, wow, we're kind of getting, you know, I don't know what the right word is, but, but you know, when you see that, you're like, wow, after what happened last year, you know, we're returning a lot of guys, you know, they lost some key players, you know, Wisconsin's always going to have good people backed up as well. So, I mean, I guess we're just going to have to go prove him wrong again.
Yeah, I love Brandon Peters here. I'm with him. You got to prove the haters wrong. And I just think that Peters, like, when it comes to the media, the dude just...
He knows the game.
Doesn't love the media, doesn't love talking to people. He's good at it. And I honestly... Yeah, he knows the game. He is. And, well, it's because he went to Michigan. I think the Michigan media, you know, broke him up a little bit. But, look, he's got a lot of hype surrounding him, and I'm glad he's kind of cool with it. You know, he deserves a good season this year. I really think it. I don't know if you saw the BTN, like, feature they did on Brandon Peters and how Illinois was, like, one of the only P5 teams to offer him, you know, the starting role, basically, and he took it. And now, you know, he's the leader of a team and a team that might actually be good. So I'm happy for Brandon Peters, and I'm glad that he's ready to prove the doubters wrong.
Yeah, I'm with you there. And we've got one more guy to hear from here on our Say What, and it's also an interesting story. Last year, I think the line was 27.5. They were going to lose by 4 touchdowns. And after Illinois upset Wisconsin, there was Jake Hansen with a cigar in his mouth shouting the line. So you know he knows the line. Here's what he had to say about his personal goals for this year, as well as what it means to have Dale Harding on the staff helping him transition to the mic position.
He's a big help, and he's always, when he sees different things on the field, like, we've seen it different at times, and he's helped me, like, maybe see it a different way and, like, give me a different perspective on, like, a certain play. So he's helpful a lot. And just having, like, he was one of my really good friends, still is, but he's helped me, like, just having him there is, like, comforting, too, so.
Yeah, I'm glad that Dele is on the staff this year. He really is a guy that I think has a coaching career possibility, and I really hope that Lovie Smith kind of takes advantage of that down the road, because, I mean, when you look at a former Illinois quarterback that is now an assistant that's doing an amazing job, not at Illinois, while Illinois could have had him, and that guy is Nate Shieldhouse. Dele's a guy that knows the game really well. Linebackers is a position that's really stacked right now, and if he can continue to teach the game that he knows to other guys, younger guys, I think it only helps the Illini. So I hope this is a long-term thing and not short-term. I know Harding really wants to make it into the NFL, but you know, as a guy that we've talked to quite a bit, we know he has the stuff to be a good coach, so I hope he considers that in the future.
Yeah, and apparently he had a deal in place with the Ravens that fell through at the last minute, and that's why he decided to come back and coach a little bit. That's always unfortunate to hear, but hopefully he finds a spot either in the NFL or on a coaching staff, because you know he's bound to do it.
Yeah, and Jake Hansen hopefully will work out in the Mike linebacker. I'm glad he's got Harding teaching him. He's the guy who got the most tackles in the Big Ten, teaching him how to play the position. So
definitely a good guy to learn from. Before we let you guys go here on Oski Talk, we're going to do one last segment. It's our Illini of the Week. And for me, watching Monday Night Football last week, this one was easy. Nick Allegretti all over the place on the Chiefs offensive line. He was the lead blocker on one of the touchdowns that they scored. And he even got Troy Aikman to say he loved him. So a great, great effort there by Allegretti, making the Illini Nation proud.
Yeah, Nick is dope. You and I have both talked to Nick Allegretti once. And we love him. He's a great dude. It was so funny to see Troy Aikman just be like, wow, this Nick Allegretti got amazing. Seventh round draft pick out of Illinois. It just goes to show you, man, I think Illinois might be the next Iowa in terms of linemen. Look at our line right now. Just saying, those guys are going to get drafted, hopefully pretty high, and we'll show up in the NFL. So I'm kind of excited about that.
Yeah, we'll be making Troy Aikman proud more in the future, that's for sure. But nonetheless, the Illini kick off their season against Wisconsin tomorrow night. Make sure you guys are watching. But for now, thank you guys for listening to Oski Talk. We'll talk to you guys next week. ILL.
I and I.